My Bible reading today will be from the second chapter of Revelations, verse 5 and 6. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He told the church at Pergamos that he hated the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. You know, it's okay to hate what God hates and to love what God loves. In fact, we should indeed hate what God hates and love what God loves. In verse 4, God had told the pastor that he left his first love. In verse 5, he says, remember from where you have fallen. The first step back to God is remember. Recall the former days of spiritual blessings of which you have fallen from. You have fallen from the days when you had that anointing upon you. You have fallen from the days when you had that burning desire in your heart as you prepared the message for the congregation. You have fallen from the days when you stood, as Jesus described John, a burning and shining light in your pulpit, showing the way of salvation, showing the way of holy living. But not anymore. You have fallen from this. You have become apostate. Now, instead of a burning heart, now, when you are preparing your lessons, you are praying that God will help you get something that will appease your congregation, something that will help them. Help me, God, to come up with something or some hook that will hold their attention as you search out some way to form a sermonette to offer your parishioners. And church member, many of you can remember the days when you raised your hands in the worship services and praised God. You remember the days when you felt that God was the only thing you would ever need. But now you've left off those times of reading the Word and communing with God during the day. And now you find going to church a drudgery. You find going to church an inconvenience. Well, you can get back, take a lesson from the prodigal son who had left his father's house. He wasn't dismissed. He didn't fall from his father's house. He intentionally walked away from his father's house. And from the day he started away, he began to fall. He fell in with unscrupulous men and women and spent his money on wine and revelry. Yes, he fell. He fell as low as he thought he could ever fall. But you know what he did? He remembered. He remembered that in his father's house there was bread enough to spare. And I am here all alone and starving. I will return to the father's house. And he did so. Friend, when you remember how that you and all the saints would worship together, but now you're not part of that group. You're just sitting there, hoping that somehow the Spirit would move upon you. You don't have to do that. You can go back, because the next step is repent. Repent means more than changing your mind. It means turning away from the darkness and turning towards God and His marvelous light. It means turning from an evil work. It means turning from carnal living and put your mind on things that are spiritual, things that are above. You can't be renewed. Let your mind be renewed. Let your heart be revived. Let your spirit reach up to God. You have not fallen from grace. The grace of God is ever rich toward you. Call on Him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.